we begin half number two with the ball in the hands of Azusa Pacific. This is Michelle Bird passing it up top to Alex Moore-Porter. Now on the right side, Brianna Hill, 11 on the shot clock. C.J. Hill takes a step in, pulls back out. Gets inside to Halafia, stripped away by Captain McLean. Loose ball. McLean dives on it. And I think we got a held ball here.
Time
or timeout. St. Xavier called the timeout. So the Cougars will take possession. Good defensive play by Captain McLean after St. Xavier played some strong defense for the first 24 seconds of the shot clock. A positive start to the second half, as St. Xavier takes a 30-second timeout before their first possession of half number two.
Honestly, I think their initial defense has been solid all game. I mean, Azusa Pacific was only shooting 33% in the first half. We're with 10 turnovers, 7 steals by the Cougars. So it's not that they're not playing good defense, but they have to complete their defensive sequence by getting a defensive rebound. They got 14 in the first half, but Azusa Pacific got 12 offensive rebounds. That just cannot be. Hopefully, Marquita Smith and Aaron Hanneman and the rest of the Cougars can do a solid job on their defensive backboard. And I'm going to just kind of put this Azusa team away. You know, they're good. They're a number two seed, but they should just not be playing the Cougars like this right now.
Another advantage in that first half for Azusa. They went 6-for-9 from the free throw line. Cougars got just 3 attempts. They made 2 of them. Here's Aaron Hanneman out of the timeout at the free throw line, guarded by Halafia, inside to Shalana Young. Cougars with their 5 starters on the floor. Now Alex Barone, left side, 3-pointer, no good. Barone's been taking a lot of threes today. Rebound chased down by Shalana Young, so the Cougars get another opportunity here. Here's Barone, another 3, and this one also does not fall. That was close. And Shalana Young again battles for the offensive rebound, goes up with it, no good, and a foul on the rebound called against Marquita Smith.
Well, Shalanda was fouled going up, first of all, on the shot, no call. Marquita tips the rebound, and she gets an over-the-back call. Not a good start for the half for the officials.
First foul of the half on St. Xavier. I think that's Marquita's second. Michelle Bird gets it up top. Now around to C.J. Hill, 3-pointer in and out. Rebound Shalana Young. She's got 3 rebounds to start this second half.
Yeah, Cooper's got to watch that. They don't want to leave Azusa Pacific shooters wide open.
Barone gives it off to Shalana Young. Shalana holds at the top of the key and passes off to Catherine McLean on the right side. McLean directs the offense, 13 on the shot clock. Smith into Hanneman, wide open at the free throw line, and misses on the 15-footer. Rebound, Shalana Young again, saves it to Alex Barone. Great effort, Shalana Young.
The Cougars don't look like they know what they're doing on offense. They're telling each other to do stuff. They don't understand what each other is saying. Communication is key.
McLean, long 3, no good. Just missed that time. And Azusa comes away with the rebound once again. Here's Michelle Bird pushing it ahead to C.J. Hill. Shooting has been a problem for both sides today. All tournament, really. This is Brianna Hall having it stripped away by St. Xavier and taken away by Alex Barone. Barone bringing it up the other side. No score yet in the second half, 2 minutes in. Hanneman drives to her left, puts up a layup under Alex Moore-Porter and scores the first 2 points of the second period. It's a 1-point game.
She can do that all game if Moore-Porter's going to be guarding her. I said from the onset, the Cougars should look to attack her, and she was a definite thorn in the Cougars' side in the first half.
Hall for 3, short, rebound, knocked out of bounds by Michelle Bird, St. Xavier basketball. And now the Cougars can look to take the lead back on this possession.
They can't afford to give Hall too many looks from 3. She is shooting 42% on the year, so one thing she can do very, very well, knock down 3.
St. Xavier had the lead for most of the first half. They went into halftime trailing by 3. They're now down 1 as McLean on the runner misses off the glass. Rebound by Captain McLean. Turnaround jumper is good.
Come on, Cat.
McLean running all over the floor right now. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound off a tip from Marquita Smith and put it right back in. St. Xavier takes the advantage, 36-35.
She's playing like an All-American today.
She is an All-American.
Yeah, but she's playing like it.
Alex Moore-Porter hops into the paint. Jump shot is good.
I thought Aaron definitely got a piece of that shot.
From about 10 feet that time, and Azusa takes the lead back. Alex Barone gives it off to Hanneman. Hanneman inside for Shalana Young, and she's fouled from behind by Michelle Verde. There's been a lot of contact inside on a lot of Cougars today, and not a lot of calls. They got that one. 16:45 to go.
They're going big right now.
Michelle Bird leaves, and they bring in an extra forward, Amber Williams. Williams at 6 feet and Halafia at 6'2". Rarely were on the floor at the same time in that first half. They are right now. as the second foul on Bird. First on the team, Hanneman goes up the left-handed layup again. She's driving on Moore Porter, and the Cougars take the lead, 38-37.
Yeah, Halafia that time standing in the middle, but Aaron did a great job using the opposite hand and getting some contact, but no, that's been going.
I didn't see a foul there for what it's worth. Amber Williams off the ball.
No.
Three-pointer is good. Wide open, Brianna Hall.
You can't leave Brianna Hall. That's the only thing she does. You can't leave her open from three.
40-38 Azusa. Two teams going back and forth here. Barone drives, kicks it out to Marquita Smith. Now Kathleen McLean takes a step in and backs out. Drives in again. 16-foot jumper is good.
Wow.
Kathleen McLean gives the fist bump. She is hitting on all cylinders in this game.
Told you she was going to break out.
Well, the Cougars needed her today, and they're getting it. Getting a great performance. Tied at 40. 15:50 to go. Here's Hill. Hill lobs inside for Halafia. Gets it outside to Hall. Hall is guarded by Catherine McLean. Now over to Alex Moore Porter. Back out to Hall. 12 on the shot clock. Hall steps in, gives it off to CJ Hill. Hill dribbles around the perimeter, six to shoot, backs up, three-pointer, air ball, rebound, Aaron Hanneman.
Cougars can run right now.
And they are doing that. Barone pushing it up, gives it, goes all the way in, misses on the layup, rebound tapped out to Aaron Hanneman. Hanneman stops, passes out
Alex
to
McLean. Alex is wide open.
And McLean holds on, pull up, three-pointer, Kathleen McLean is on fire, and the Cougars lead by three. 15:08 to go in the half, and it's a timeout.